弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to your brother and sister.
新年好。
Happy New Year.
感谢主啊，我们每一年，我们相信我们都在整个教会的生活里面，我们在这里一起建造基督的身体。
Thanks to the Lord. I think every year we build up this body of Christ just a little more.
那我们也相信神的祝福呢，也是一年一年临到教会。
And I also believe that year by year, His blessings come more and more to us.
今天呢非常的特别。
And today is so special.
今天也是我今年第一次在弟兄姊妹前面分享。
Because today is also the first time that I'm sharing in front of you this year.
也是第一次呢我儿子要听我的分享。
And it's also the first time Joshua get to listen to my message.
我从小到大都听我爸爸的分享。
That, and when I was younger, I always hear my dad's lecture.
因为我就出生在这个基督教的家庭里面。
Because I was born in a Christian family.
所以我从小学的时候就必须听我爸爸讲道。
So ever since elementary school, I always would listen to my father's message.
上个礼拜 Joshua 就跟我说，难道你不知道这是很困难的事吗？
So last week Joshua told me, don't you know it is rather difficult?
那我说我知道这是非常困难的事。
So I said, I know it is difficult for you.
特别是听父亲讲到的时候可能又有一点困难。
Especially it's even harder when you have to listen to your father's message.
因为我的生活好像在他的面前要被检验。
Because in fact, I live my life in front of him.
那可能他的生活也要在我的面前被检验。
And on the other hand, his life is right in front of me as well.
那感谢主呢，我们都是属主的人。
But thanks to the Lord, we are all his children.
那在家里好像他是我的儿子。
That at home, Joshua is my son.
他确实是我的儿子。
And in fact, he is really my son.
可是呢，在教会他是我的弟兄。
But at church, he is now my brother.
很可能他在我身上所看见的，他必须告诉我。
Maybe he needs to tell me something that I can do better of.
可是感谢主，我们都在基督的身体里面。
But thanks to the Lord, we are all in the same body.
这是我们所想一同建造的。
At the same body that we want to build on.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你有没有看见今天的诗歌有一点不一样。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know if you noticed that the song we sang is a little different today.
分享一下。
Is it a little different? How so?
汉语拼音
That a song has 拼音
之前没有唱过。
It's a new song.
Yeah. 那当我分享这两首诗歌的时候，真的我感觉到说，我们所看见的就是我们所信的。
Now, when we sang these two songs, put it together, this is the foundation of our belief.
我们的根基到底建造在什么上面？
Where do we build our foundation on?
基督是我们的磐石。
That Christ is a rock.
我们是否有这样的确据？
Is that what you believe in?
所以当我们今年聚会一开始的时候，
So that's why in the beginning of a message.
那今天之前我有一点的交通。
Before that, I want to share with you this.
之后我才会有信息。
And after that, I will give you the message.
如果不能够交通到信息的部分的时候，我会延到下一次。
Now, if we can't get to the part of the message, we might postpone it until next time.
所以呢，在我的里面呢，我就看到教会有一个需要。
So in me, I see this need of our church.
那这个教会的这个需要呢，就是我们要有一个共同的看见。
And is that the need of this church is that we have to share the same vision.
那不管我们的年纪如何，我们都是在这样一个身体里面。
Doesn't matter how old you are, we are in this same body.
所以呢，在我们这里呢，可能我们有一点文化的差异性。
So maybe we have a cultural difference.
有的人你可能从在美国这里长大。
Maybe some of you were born in the United States.
有的人你在台湾长大，有的人你在中国长大，你来到这里。
Maybe some of you were born in Taiwan or China and you came over here.
我们都带着我们自己的文化来到这边。
That you brought with yourself your own background.
可能我们说的语言也不一样。
Maybe we speak a different language.
有的人说中文比较流利。
Maybe some of you is more fluent in Chinese.
有的人说英语比较流利。
Maybe some of you is more fluent in English.
可是不管怎么样呢，当我们来到教会的里面的时候，
But it doesn't matter who you are when we come together in a church.
我们发现我们对于尝到主恩这件事是一样的。
We realize that one thing we have in common about God's grace.
另外一点呢，我们看到我们年龄上也有差异。
Or maybe there's a difference in our age.
有啊，年 轻的弟兄姐妹在我们的中间。
There are younger brothers and sisters among us.
也有年长的弟兄在我们的中间。
And there are older brothers and sisters among us.
而基督的丰富怎么样供应我们的需要呢？
But then how is the fullness of Christ come provide for us?
很奇妙的事就是他差派圣灵在我们的中间，不论我们的年龄如何，就做奇妙的事在我们的里面。
Now amazingly, the Spirit comes in the midst of us. Doesn't matter how old you are, it supports you.
所以今天面对这些的差距，我们是撑起一把雨伞呢，把它挡在外面，或者我们可以伸出手来，来尝尝这样的差异性。
Now maybe when all these differences of us come together, what we can do is put all of us under an umbrella and hold each of us hand by hand.
所以呢，在这里呢，我就想到就是说，基督怎么样做成一件工作，奇妙的工作在我们的中间。
So here, what I realize is that even though we have so much differences, there is one unity in Christ that we
share. 所有的差异都在基督里面，叫我们能够成为一致。
That all these differences are now put away because the unity of Christ.
所以今天，如果我们在聚会里面，我们摸到基督在我们的里面工作。
So today, if Christ touched you.
所以我们就能够跨越这样的一个差距。
Then we can step over our differences.
所以我们想到主耶稣基督他自己来到世上的时候。
So then I think about when Christ came to this world.
他就做这样的一件事。
And that's exactly what he did.
他做了一个跨越的动作。
That he did this stepping over.
他从天上来到地上就是代表他的跨越。
When he come from heaven to earth, he stepped over.
他大成肉身来到地上，就是代表他的跨越。
When his words became flesh, he stepped over.
他知道我们没有办法到他那个地方，所以他来到我们中间。
Because he knows that there's no way we can go directly to him, so that's why he came to us.
所以今天我们成为神的儿女呢，我们也要和基督一样，有这样的一个特质在我们的身上。
So today, as Christians, we should all share this unity.
有一点的跨越。
To step over.
那你讲英文呢？我请你跨越一下，来到中文的世界。
Maybe if you speak English, then please step over into our Chinese world.
如果你讲中文呢，我请你跨越一下，来到英文的世界。
Now, if you speak Chinese, then I ask you to step over into the English world.
所以我们为着基督的缘故，我们都可以牺牲。
Because of Christ, we are willing to step over.
这是我们在教会里面生活的实际。
And that's the reality of our life.
那我们年长的弟兄姊妹看到我们中间有年少的弟兄姊妹在我们中间的时候，你也可以跨越。
Now, if you are the older brothers and sisters, when you see of the younger ones, you can step over and talk to them.
在神的家里面常常询问他们的需要。
Maybe ask them what their needs are.
如果你是年纪轻的弟兄姊妹，你也可以跨越。
Now, if you are the younger brothers and sisters, you can also step over.
为了年长的弟兄姊妹，你也可以试试看他们的需要是什么。
And maybe you could approach the older brothers and sisters and ask what their needs are.
所以你在那里呢，就做了基督的工作在教会的身上。
Because it is at that point that you are doing the work of Christ.
所以我们今天我们要来读两处的经文。
So let's start with a couple Bible verses.
我们先读以弗所书第四章十一到十三节。
The book of Ephesians, chapter 4, 11 through 13.
好，请弟兄姊妹来读。
Together.
他所
赐的。And he gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints for the work of service,To the building up of the body of Christ.
To the knowledge
of the Son of God. To a mature man. To a
measure
in the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
在这一节里面呢，特别讲到长大这个字。
In this verse is talked about to be mature.
长大成人。
To be a mature man.
那最后呢，长成基督的身量
to a measure to the fullness of Christ.
我们在读哥罗西书第二章十九节
The book of Colossians, chapter 2:19.
全身既然靠着他精
虔
得以相助联络，就
依
神大德长进
growth which is from God.
所以呢，这里特别讲到长进这一个字
And here it talked about growth.
所以在这两节的经文里面，我们就可以看到一件事情
So now in these two verses, we see one thing.
我们看到一个健康有生命的教会
is that a church that is full of life
是一个正在长大正在长成而且在长进的教会
and this church should be able to expand to grow and to mature
如何长大呢
how do we expand
特别讲到就是我们彼此之间我们彼此成全
and he talked about that we as the saints we have to help each other
好让我们在神的面前我们个人都有自己的职责
so the individually we have our responsibilities
能够建立基督的身体
needs, and then we can all build up.
这长大呢，就像我们的身体要不断的成长一样。
And just like a body that grows.
但是平衡的。
A growth that is a balance.
所以如果今天左脚呢长得特别健壮。
So now if your left leg is super strong.
可是右脚呢却一直不生长。
But if your right leg is just the way it is.
你想想看我们今天走起路来会是什么样子。
Then think about when you walk, how will you actually walk?
如果今天我们的左手长得非常的强壮。
Now if your right arm is super big.
可是我们的右手却一直在萎缩。
But your left arm is not.
我不知道在你的心里面你有怎么样的感触。
Then I don't know how you feel about that.
所以呢，我们会非常的忧虑，为什么这一只手不长进？
Then maybe we'll start worrying about how come my left hand is not growing.
可是如果我们全人都在成长的时候，
But now if your whole body is building up in balance,
不管你在身体的哪一个部位都在成长，
Doesn't matter what part of your body is all growing the same.
在我们的里面，我们会有一个健康的感觉。
Then inside of you, you feel healthy.
我们所要使用的生命那样的能力也就能够出来。
Then all the strength of your life will now explode.
第二个，我们说到如何长进。
And secondly, you talked about how do we mature.
这里特别讲到我们在教会的生活里面，我们只有一个秘诀。
He talked about the only secrets that we have in the church.
我们就是依靠元首。
Is that we will hold fast to the head.
筋节得以联络。
So that the whole body can be supplied and held together.
精神大得长进。
And grows to the growth which is from God.
所以一面我们看到我们外面的身体，我们要长大。
So one hand, we see that our physical body needs to expand.
一面我们看到我们里面所有的事物都在长进。
And internally, our life needs to mature.
包含我们的智慧，我们的心灵。
And that includes our heart and our wisdom.
所以都在那里长进的时候。
And when everything is growing together.
我们发现里外都是平衡的。
Then we realize that inside and outside are now balanced.
所以呢，一面成全圣徒之间，彼此都有一份职事在那里。
So one hand, we have to perfect each other in our responsibility.
一面我们要做一件事，使我们能够同归于基督。
And then on the other hand, we have to encourage each other to come to Christ.
所以呢，史弟兄常常跟我们交通到这个筋节是什么意思？
So,
这个筋，这个节是什么意思？
So brothers, he always will share with us what does reading verses or reading the words mean.
这个筋节，这个筋。
So he talked about the joints and the ligaments.
所以这个筋呢，就是代表呢，就是说联络的筋。
Now the joints are things that help hold us together.
它在身体上呢，能够联络全肢体，所以能够活动起来。
So the joints are the ones that hold us together and put us together.
所以特别讲到有一些弟兄姐妹，他们来到教会里面，他就可以把其他的人联络起来。
And he talked about how there are some brothers and some sisters, when they come to the midst of us, they could connect us together.
这个结是指什么意思呢？
What are the ligaments?
节特别讲到就是供应的节，特别讲到一些弟兄姊妹一来到聚会里面，他们就可以在这里激励其他的弟兄姊妹在这里奉献侍奉爱主。所以当我们看到这些事被成全的时候，教会终究就有基督长成的身量。所以呢，一下呢，2014年就过了一个月。
So now all of a sudden, 2014 is 1 month gone.
所以今天就用一点的时间在弟兄姊妹面前交通神家里面的事物。
So today, let's talk about the things that are in our church.
因为我们确确实实，我们不是单独做基督徒。
Because in fact, we are not just a Christian by ourselves.
因为我们做神的儿女，我们必须知道神家里面所有的事物。
And as children of God, we should know of the things in His house.
所以我们的心里面会关切教会。
So that we will care more about your house.
我们会注意教会最近的光景是怎么样的一个情况。
So let's pay attention to the condition of a church.
所以当我们对主认真的时候，我们看到主对我们就认真。
So when we pay more attention to God, God will pay more attention to us.
所以上周报上我特别讲到，我们先要有一个平面的建造。
So on the programming sheet, it's first talked about that the church has to grow in the foundation.
特别讲到读经侍奉安排好。
And how we should align our Bible study and services.
另外呢，就讲到一个立体的建造。
And secondly, we're going to talk about how the church is going to grow upward.
那我们说到祷告奉献不减少。
And to raise our prayers and offerings.
那特别讲到平面的侍奉的时候，首先就是讲到读主的话语。
And when we talked about growing in flat, it talked about reading His Word.
在教会里面，我们对主的话，我们要牢牢地记在心里面。
And in a church, you're supposed to remember God's Word.
接着每一天，我们跟主的亲近，我们把神的话记在心里面。
And through every day, when we get closer to God, we will remember more of His Word.
所以当我们有了主的话之后，我们就知道怎么样来侍奉主。
So when we have His Word, then we will know how to serve Him properly.
弟兄姊妹，读主的话是一个根基。
Now, brothers and sisters, reading God's words is our foundation.
叫我们能够认识神的心意。
So that we can know His will.
今天如果我们不认识神的心意，
Today, if we don't know His will,
我们没有办法侍奉主。
Then how do we serve Him?
因为在没有主的话语下面来侍奉的时候非常的危险。
Because without God's words, your service is dangerous.
因为今天他想走这边，我想走那边，我们两个不一样的时候我们就分开。
Because if God wants you to go left, if you're going right,Then you guys are going in a different path.
可是若是我们同样的愿意在神的话上面追求的时候，我们发现我们侍奉的主是同一位。
But if we are pursuing God's word, then we are following His will in one direction.
所以在这样的基础上侍奉的时候，
So that's why when we serve, we need a foundation.
我们发现我们就是根据神的旨意在那里行事。
And we realize that we are following His will when we do our work.
所以这是一个平面的建造，我们每一个人都需要。
And this is how the church growth in the foundation. That's what everyone needs. But we are also going to talk about how the church is going to grow upward.
所以在这里呢，我们看到有一个立体的现象出现。
And here you see this 3D image.
我们怎么样可以让这个现象产生呢？
How do we make this image come true?
另外两件事就是祷告主，献给神。
And the two other things that we need to do is to pray and also to offer.
在教会的侍奉，没有祷告，没有奉献的话，它也不能够成长。
And a church without prayers and without offerings, the church can never grow.
所以我们愿意殷勤祷告的时候，
So it is when we're willing to persistently pray.
我们发现神给我们的教会供应就越来越丰富。
Then we realize that God will supply us more.
我们愿意献给主的时候，
And when we're willing to offer.
我们发现我们所侍奉的主越来越丰富在我们的生活中。
Then we realize that the God that we are offering to will become more full.
所以呢，这是我们每一个人都可以经历的。
And this is something that we can all experience.
这样的一个立体建造好像就像我们一个人这样。
This growing up is like a man growing.
那也可以指到一个小组的生活。
Or you could talk about a small group growing.
所以我们在带领一个小组或是在一个小组里面侍奉的时候，
is when you're leading a small group or when you're in a small group.
那这四件事情都是不可少的。
These four things are must.
所以呢，这个是一个单位的一个建造。
And this is basically a growing of a unit.
好像我们每一个人都在这样的一个立体的建造里面，我们彼此成全。
So that each man, when we grow, we can perfect each other.
所以呢，今年呢，我们透过许多的侍奉交通的聚会。
So this year, we're going to have a lot of different prayer group meetings.
所以呢，我们在教会里面，我们有读经的小组。
And then in the church, we have groups that read the Bible.
在教会里面，我们也有侍奉的小组。
And we have groups that serve.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果有收到我发给你们的依靠组这样的通讯，
So brothers and sisters, if you receive my email,
所以你应该对这一个表格已经很熟悉。
Then this should not be the first time you have seen this chart.
如果你没有打开来看也没有关系。
Now if you never open up your email, it's okay.
我在这里还是可以解释一下。
Let me show it to you now.
所以呢，在读经的小组上面，我们特别着重在神话语上的建造。
So for the Bible study small group, we pay attention in the word.
所以之前我们有仁爱、和平、喜乐跟恩慈、信心组。
Now before we have five groups, love, peace, joy.
可是呢，今年开始呢，我们有另外一组 Encounter 的成立。
Now we have a new group, the group Encounter.
另外呢，我们希望呢，在我们教会能够有一个福音小组的诞生。
And we also hope that there will be a new group that's a gospel group.
那我们都为这样的事情迫切祷告许久。
And who and everyone is praying for this new group.
我们希望在我们的中间介绍，对于神的话语都是扎扎实实的。
Hope that everyone in us will have a solid foundation.
所以我们有这么扎实的根基之下，我们再来谈侍奉。
With this solid foundation, then we can talk about what we can offer.
所以我们在聚会里面，你看到有弟兄姊妹负责播饼信息跟报告。
So you see that in our meetings, there are brothers and sisters that are in charge of breaking the bread and also giving your announcements.
从一些事务性的侍奉到教导性的侍奉。
Now, in responsibilities that are just doing and also responsibilities in teaching.
我们都从个人的恩赐里面来侍奉我们的神。
We use those gifts to service.
可能有一些弟兄姊妹是说，哎，在这些侍奉里面，我并没有任何的参与。
So maybe some brothers and sisters who say that maybe I don't have that gift.
那我们要好好的祷告主，让我们知道我们可以拿哪一份。
But let us pray so that we will know what we can serve.
可是最重要一个侍奉，我们可以做的就是祷告。
But the most important service that you can do is to pray.
所以呢，在荧幕上红色的这一个区块呢，就是祷告的侍奉。
That's why the section that is in red, we talk about our praying schedule.
所以不论读经小组、侍奉小组，我们都借着祷告来建造这样的一个聚会。
So it doesn't matter if you belong to a Bible reading small group or a service small group, we all pray together.
所以周一到周五我们都有祷告。
So Monday through Friday morning, we pray.
虽然最近呢，我们比较晚一些，我们八点多才开始。
Maybe we're starting later recently, we start at 8 a.m.
可是周三晚间我们的祷告会还是在持续的。
But Wednesday nights we prayed as well.
主日早上我们也有祷告。
Sunday morning we prayed again.
所以九点半到九点五十五弟兄姊妹都可以来参与。
So from Sunday morning 9:30 to 9:55 we have a prayer group.
我们在每一次的福音聚会之前我们也有进食的祷告聚会。
And every time before our gospel meeting we always fast and pray.
在那个星期六12:30到1:30之间我们就在那里进食祷告。
The Saturday before any gospel meeting we fast and pray.
今年开始我们每逢第五个礼拜的周三
And starting from this year, every fifth Wednesday of the month,
我们也有家庭祷告日
we have a family praying day.
所以我们有很多的机会参与教会的祷告
So looking from it, we have many chances for you to pray.
你知道圣经上就讲到若有两三个人奉主的名聚集
Now we know that in the Bible it says if you gather with two or more,
他就在我们的中间
then the Lord is in the midst of us.
所以我们借着祷告让主与我们同在
So through our prayers, we are together with God.
任何时候我们就能够比较容易行在他的旨意里面。
And then it doesn't matter what time, through prayer, we can walk in his will.
所以教会的生活里面
So in the life of a church,
我们实在要明白各种聚会的目的。
We should understand the purpose of our different meetings.
因为如果你不知道聚会的目的是什么
Because if you don't even know the purpose of the meeting,
可能你来到聚会里面你就坐立难安。
Then you just come and sit.
波饼聚会的时候
When we have our communion,
特别在这里测量我们对基督的爱
It talked about the love of our God.
我们越爱主在波饼聚会里面我们就能越感到主爱我们
The more we love our Lord, the more we feel that he loves us.
所以在波饼聚会的时候是我们向神爱的一个回馈
So when we break bread, we come in remembrance of his love.
弟兄姊妹你爱主吗
Brothers and sisters, do you love the Lord?
在波饼聚会里面就测量我们对神的爱
So in our communion we showed our love to our Lord
读经交通的聚会
Now when we come to Bible study
特别测量我们在基督面前的一个身量
It talked about the measurements of how much we have
我们在神的面前身量多少的时候我们就能交通多少
Now however much we have attained that's however much we can show
侍奉聚会特别讲到神的儿女在神面前经营建造神的家
When we come to a service meeting it talked about how we execute his house
测量我们到底有没有用智慧在那里经营神家的奥秘
A measurement of how we use a wisdom to build up his house
祷告聚会
Prayer group meeting.
特别测量我们对神工作的负担。
A prayer group meeting is the measurement of how much we share the burden in his house.
如果在神的家里面，我们对主的工作越有负担，我们所付上的祷告就越多。
Now in his house, we will share more of the burdens. We will feel the burden to pray even more.
奉献的生活特别测量我们从主所领受一切的恩惠。
Now offering talks about the measurements of how much we have received.
当我们从神领受越多的时候，我们所奉献的就能越多。
The more we have received from the Lord, the more we should be able to give back to the Lord.
所以呢，在五项的聚会里面，我们发现都在测量我们对神的一个。
So it is through these five different meetings, it shows the measurements of who we are in front of our Lord.
那我们常常会发现孩子们讲一些话，特别是信心的话。
Now a lot of times the little ones they say the most faithful things.
所以呢，不但他们的父母爱听，就连神也爱听。
So not only the parents like to hear those things, but God likes to hear those.
因为这样，常常在做孩子的时候，他们没办法依靠别的，他们就依靠神的话。
Because as a small little child, the only one that you can truly rely on is God.
所以当神的话怎么说的时候，他们就怎么信。
So whatever God's words are, that's what they believe in.
当我们慢慢长大的时候，我们发现我们生活上有许多的事物非常的可靠。
And when we grow older, we find other things that we want to rely on.
特别我们要生活在这个世上的时候，缺了他们是不行的。
Especially those are the things that we cannot live without in this world.
我们发现我们需要有能力。
And we realize that we want our own power.
我们知道我们需要有知识、金钱和名誉。
That we want our own strength, we want our own money, we want our own wisdom.
因为没有这些事，好像我们在世上没有办法生活。
Because without those things, we can't really survive in this world.
所以慢慢慢开始我们会有一点的挣扎。
And then slowly and slowly, now we have this struggle.
到底信靠神这件事是不是那么的真实？
Now should I just believe in God? Is it just real to believe in God?
信靠神的话是不是那么的实际？
Should I just rely on His words? Is it that reliable?
所以呢，我们需要有一点的挣扎，我们看看四围的人。
Then at that time when we have the struggle, we start looking around.
所以我们看到教会里面的长辈
We look around into the elderly in the church.
他们来聚会只是一个形式
Now maybe they come to the church to the different meetings just as a responsibility.
或是我们来聚会只是得到父母的安心
Maybe they come because they want the parents to feel good.
可是一离开教会我们的生活又回到世界里面
But the moment you walk out from church you go back to the world.
好像世界的轨道在那里，神的轨道在教会。
Just like there's a track that go to the world and a track that go to God, you are on the other track.
所以这就是为什么上个礼拜我们的弟兄特别跟我们分享，当我们来到教会的时候。
So that's why Brother Paul last week showed with us that when we come to the church,
你千万不要看这些基督徒。
Don't pay attention to the others.
我们要单单的仰望基督。
Only set your eyes on Christ.
学习基督的样式。
让神的工作做在我们的身上，
也唯独这样我们才能改变。所以非常奇妙的是，当我们愿意为着教会的聚会付上这一切的努力，那我们的教会就在建造的过程中。我们也感谢主呢，早早呢，主也让我们弟兄姊妹一起交通的时候，就把今年的聚会都安排好。
Thanks to the Lord, with the help of all brothers and sisters, we have now a schedule of all our special meetings this year.
所以今年呢，我们在教会的聚会里面有一个中心的主题。
So today we have this year we have a theme.
就是进入幔内，出到营外。
That we will go inside the veil and we will go outside of the camp.
所以呢，当一个聚会一个聚会在那里进行的时候，那今年我们也有一个办法让弟兄姊妹先知道。所以你可以知道在什么样的日期有怎么样的聚会。怎么样的聚会里面我们应该有怎么样的侍奉。我们侍奉的时候我们可以先付上我们的祷告。
Help or serve, we should first pray.
和我们的奉献。
Prayed about our service.
所以我们一月里面我们已经过了三次的聚会。
So now in the month of January, three meetings has already on.
三次的聚会，在我的感受里面，我都知道神丰丰富富与我们同在。
And in these three meetings, I know that God's fullness has come to us.
不但这样，神也按着我们的祷告，为我们成就许多的事物。
Not only through that, but God has also many of our prayers.
那我们也看到我们的弟兄姊妹在那里专心认真的负责。
We also see that brothers and sisters, they serve.
个人按着我们所得的恩赐在那里把基督彰显出来。
They use the gifts that are given to serve the Lord.
弟兄姊妹在聚会里面就同得建造。
So that brothers and sisters, when they come to this meeting, we are all filled up.
我们也看到前天我们在这里一起欢聚的时候。神怎么样用了我们的聚会？那我们的弟兄也为我们制作很好的一年的回顾。 好像从一个只能看照片的生活里面有一个动画的一个情况。那我们也看到我们仁杰弟兄他怎么样主持这样整个的聚会。那我们也看到青海弟兄他怎么样细心的负责教会一切的事物。弟兄姊妹在这里都有一个跨越，就是我们的弟兄愿意把他们的那一份拿出来。所以呢，也有一个很感动的事，就是我今天预备的诗歌。那当这个诗歌只有中文的时候，那我就想说啊，那我把它翻成拼音。那如果你们中间不认识中国字的弟兄姊妹，还可以把拼音唱出来。那我觉得拼音还不够，我就跟这个 Kevin 弟兄讲说，麻烦你帮我把这个歌词翻一下，能够翻让讲英文的弟兄姊妹能懂就可以了。他不好意思说他自己。然后我们呢，我们的弟兄呢，他就更做进一步的动作。
But then the brother who translated it did something even more.
我只是说你把它翻出来能懂这个歌词就可以了。
And we asked him to translate the meaning.
那他回了我一个 email.
And then he responded.
哦，昨天晚上很晚才看到。
And I saw it late at night.
他说呢，我不但把它翻好了，而且呢，翻着呢还可以唱。
But maybe more than just the meaning, maybe it's also a sing-along version.
弟兄姊妹，我想这就是一个跨越。
So brother and sister, that's when we all take a step.
我们想跨越到你们那一边，那我们也希望我们弟兄姊妹能够跨越到我们这一边。所以在教会里面呢，全部的工作就交织在一起，一起建造基督的身体。所以在教会里面有许多的建造，你会发现大大小小都不一样。我儿子昨天看到这个图的时候就说，你画的这个图太复杂了。那实际上他还没有听到信息。那我也希望他能够好好听我这一段的讲述。那这边呢，特别讲到刚刚我们看到一个立体的方块，在这里呢，就是整个基督的身体不断的成长。那可能你有你的一块，我有我的一块，可是当我们放在一起的时候，我们却有不同的成就。如果我们只是看到这里的时候，那你可能会看到啊，这个人特别高，那个人特别低。你可能会说，这个人怎么那么红，那个人怎么那么蓝。
You realize that how come this block is red and that block is green?
你可以有很多的解释。
Maybe you will start trying to explain the difference.
可是很重要一件事情就是有两个向下的根基，我们一定要做。
But one thing that I want to show you is these two foundations that we have to come together with.
参加读经的小组。
That I want all to participate in a Bible.
参加侍奉的小组。
All to come to serve.
因为这两件事情是我们向下扎根的实际。
Because these two things.
这两件事情也一定要立在基督的磐石之上，因为我们读主的话对主没有感觉的话，你的读经生活没有任何的益处。如果我们的侍奉不是在侍奉主的话，你会发现侍奉非常的劳苦。
You realize that your service is now just in pain.
可能今天这个弟兄叫你做那件事。
Maybe today a brother asks you to do this one thing.
你说好吧，我来做一下。
You said fine, be it.
明天那个姐妹又叫你做这件事。
Tomorrow another sister asks you to do something else.
你说我也愿意做。
Maybe you say fine, be it.
后天呢，可能两个弟兄姐妹叫你做这件事。
And the day after, more brothers and sisters ask you to do more things.
你说不要再叫我做了。
Maybe you say stop coming.
我不想听你们的了。
I don't care anymore.
那是因为我们不是在那里侍奉主。
Because you're not in a fellowship of service.
所以今天侍奉主的时候，我们一面向下，一面又向内。
So today, when we serve, we should serve outside and inside.
我们读经的时候是向下又是向内。
When we read the Bible, it should go inside and downward.
我们为着这两件事，我们在我们的里面就把我们相聚在一起。
So it is through these two things we are gathered.
向下呢，我们就把我们的根基建造在基督的磐石之上。
When the effect grows downward, it means that it builds up a roots or foundations.
另外两件事情呢，特别讲到我们要迫切的祷告跟全然的奉献。
Now the other two things that grows up.Is that we will have persistent prayer and also a full service offering.
这两件事情呢，叫我们能够与天上的主相会。
And these two things grow up so that we have a relationship.
第一件，他能够听闻到我们的呼求。
First is that he will listen to our cries.
第二件是他能够闻到我们所献上的馨香之气。
He can also smell the incense that we offer.
这两件事情也说到，我们如果工作要往外的时候。
These two things also talk about if we want to spread the word outward.
祷告跟奉献这两件事情是不能少。
That of course it cannot go without prayer and service.
常常我们说到奉献的时候，
When we talk about offering,
可能我们只是说到钱财的奉献。
Maybe we only care about the money.
弟兄姊妹，钱财的奉献不过是一个起步的一个侍奉。
Brothers and sisters, I tell you that offering of money is just the beginning.
可是呢，整个身体的献上才是神所要的奉献。
What God is truly after is yourself.
金钱的奉献是让我们能够学习在神的家里面有一些的投入。
Now, offering money is simply just a startup to know that you are a part of this house.
可是全身心的奉献呢，让我们在神的家里面可以经营神的事物。
But it's when you offer up your whole self.Then that's when you can be a partaker of this house.
所以就好像在神的会幕里面，只有祭司可以经营那个血，还有那个火。
Just like inside this temple, only the priest can offer up the fire.
所以一个祭司他不全然的奉献，他不能够动神的火，也不能够动神的血，献上的那个祭物的血。
Now, if the priest is not completely devoted to God, then he cannot touch the fire.
所以今天呢，我们如果不是一个全然奉献的人，
so、today, if we are not offering up complete,
我们也不能够在这里经营神的救赎跟经营圣灵。
And we cannot do the work of his salvation.
所以如果我们要做到这件事，我们一定要全然的奉献。
So in order to do that, we have to devote ourselves in prayers.
弟兄姊妹，有时候我们发现有一些弟兄姊妹真的很好。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes you realize that some brothers and sisters.They do really well.
好到一个程度，好像我们都没有办法追上他们。
Just like that red block is so much taller than everyone else.
我们觉得他们好像在那里遥不可及。
And we think that he is this pillar that is unshaken.
那我也要劝勉这样的弟兄姊妹有一个心智。
But I want to advise those brothers.
当我们在那里努力认真追求的时候，
And when you're devoting yourself.
有一件事情非常的重要，就是我们的侍奉要能够把基督彰显出来。我们在教会里面，我们不是在这里显露我们自己。所以当别人看到我们的时候，在那里看到的是基督。如果我们可以让别人看到基督在这里的时候，这个教会就是一个被建造的教会。弟兄姊妹，今天不管我们怎么样，我们在神的家都有一份。无论你的年龄如何，我们都可以为建造基督的身体来效力。今年我们的主题是就是进入幔内，
is that we will go inside the veil,
出到营外。
And we will also go outside of the camp.
进入幔内是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to go inside the veil?
特别讲到我们心里面与主的关系。
It talked about our internal relationship with God.
那出到营外是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to go outside of the camp?
特别讲到我们外面生活的一个表现。
It talked about how our showing is external.
所以进到幔内的时候，
so、when we go inside the veil,
我们在神的家里面，我们的生活里面，我们要时时赞扬荣耀基督。
We will set our gaze on Christ.
你看见基督在那里，
we will pay attention and see Christ.
你就知道你怎么样侍奉。
That's when we know how we serve.
你看见基督在那里
is when we see Christ.
你就知道怎么样来奉献。
Then we'll know how we should offer.
另外一方面，我们出道因为我们在外面生活上也有表现。
Now, on the other hand, when we go outside the camp, how should we view Christ?
我们要一路跟随卑微耶稣。
And we will follow Christ humbly.
主耶稣他跨越一个境界来到世上。
That Christ took a step into a world.
为要救我们回到他的家里面。那我就想到我在北卡的时候，那我在那里有一份工作，有一天我的大老板就把我叫进去，那他也是基督徒，他就告诉我说，我告诉你我信仰的理念就是这样，他说呢，我就在这个轨道上，我一直跑，一直跑。另外也有一些不信的人呢，在另外一个轨道上，他们也是在那里一直跑，一直跑。可是呢，我在这个轨道上跑的时候，我有一件事情我会做到，我就会告诉他，哎，同伴，赶快过来，赶快过来。那如果他过来的时候，他就跟我同跑。可是呢，他不跟我过来的时候，他就继续在那里跑。其实这样的人生已经是相当不错了。可是弟兄姊妹，我们看到我们的主还不是这样。我们的主跨越一个轨道，当他跑的时候，他跑到别人的轨道上，把他带过来这里。所以在这样的一个永生的轨道上，我们才可以同进。他是跑到我们的轨道上，把我们抓过来一起跑。他不让我们独自在那里奔跑。借着神的话语，早上我们在这里呢，我们也要看见一件事。建造教会到底所谓为何？让主能够在我们中间兴旺。弟兄姊妹，新的一年让我们在神的面前都成为贵重的器皿。真的，让我们一起做蒙神喜悦的事。一年一年过得也很快。我盼望真的叫教会呢，在这里安排好各样的聚会的时候，我们可以同心的来追求。我也盼望弟兄姊妹，当我们经过这一年的时候，我们说，我们可以不要说教会没有供应。教会真的愿意在这里供应一切。可是弟兄姊妹，我们也要起来追求，让主能够显在我们的中间，成为他人的供应。我这边有几个例子，我就是分享到我们弟兄所姐妹所做的事。那我们常常觉得我们领受神的恩惠，我会想到我们 James 弟兄跟 Rebecca 姐妹，那他们在台湾成长，在那里侍奉，在那里受造就。可是当他们来到我们教会的时候，我们发现在他们身上有一个侍奉的生命在那里。弟兄姊妹，我也不是说我们在这个里聚会就没有这样的生命。那我就想到我们的弟兄出到外面的时候，表现一样有生命。我想到我们的宝林弟兄，他们一家在那个马里兰州的时候，好像在我们中间聚会，他就是参加聚会。可是呢，当那边聚会的时候呢，我们的弟兄却在那里 有所服侍。那我讲的呢，继续讲下去，我也感谢主，今天我们范义成弟兄也在我们中间。
Brother 大龙 is now in the mission.
我也是要提他的例子。
And I also want to talk about.
就是他在我们中间的时候，也是聚会，也是殷勤的服事。
And when he was in the midst of us, he is one of the participants.
可是呢，当他离开教会到Denver 的时候，我们发现我们的弟兄在那里就认真的侍奉，在那里带领弟兄姊妹一同追求。
Now when he is in Denver, he has now become a leader. He is a leader of Bible study.
所以呢，弟兄姊妹，我们发现到就说，当神在这里装备建造我们的时候
，Brothers and sisters, one thing we have to recognize that we are now being equipped.
那神就成就他要我们所做的事。
And he will perfect our service.
所以这就是我今天的一个交通。那下面的信息我会到下下个礼拜再和弟兄姊妹分享。那今天这只是一个交通，让神的儿女在神的家里面有一个看见。今天不管是在文化上的差异、语言上的差异，或是年龄上的差异，都不要造成我们对主的追求跟拦阻。
It doesn't matter if there's an age difference, a cultural difference, a language difference. Let's all come together and let nothing separate us.
所以今天如果我们愿意把我们那把雨伞收下来的时候
，Today maybe we're willing to put down our umbrella.
倾盆大雨也是一种经历。
Even though we're under a pouring rain, it's also an experience.
毛毛细雨也是很有诗情。
If it's just a drizzling rain, then so be it.
你知道主的恩惠要临到我们的时候。就是一句话就改变了我们的生命。
Just take one word and it will change your life.
那这个下次我们再一起交通。
We will talk about it some
more. 我们早上的分享就在这边，我们继续来唱诗歌29首。